Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A wildfire burning on an Army training range southwest of Fort Greely has grown to 3,000 acres since being reported Tuesday. BLM Alaska Fire Service says the Oregon Lakes Impact Area Fire is burning in remote country west of the Delta River, an area that previously burned in 2013. The fire kicked up tall columns of smoke that drifted across Delta Junction Tuesday and Wednesday. A BLM Fire Service spokesperson said rain forecasts for today will likely slow or halt the fire's progress. Golden Valley Electric Association will highlight the utility's new solar energy array during tonight's annual members' meeting. Installed last fall, it's the biggest solar farm in Alaska, designed to power 70 homes. And as KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, Golden Valley is just beginning to assess its performance.
Golden Valley's 3-acre solar farm on Fairbanks' south side went online in early October, a few weeks after the utility commissioned Healy 2, its newest coal-burning power plant. The solar farm's designed to generate just over half a megawatt, but electrical engineer Nathan Minima says he can't yet confirm that output because the facility's been largely dormant since it went online.
Did not generate nary a kilowatt hour from about Thanksgiving time frame until like President's Day. Zero, nil, zilch.
Minima says the solar farm finally began to produce enough electricity earlier this year to enable Golden Valley to gather data on how much power it can produce and how that can be integrated into the utility's grid.
So we started seeing the production come up right in the beginning of March, end of February, and I suspect that we'll be producing until like Thanksgiving.
Minima says Golden Valley asked him to help with the project in 2017 after some ratepayers and members of the utility's member advisory committee urged the management and board of directors to add solar power to the utility's portfolio. He says Golden Valley initially considered a much larger 5-megawatt facility, but settled on the scaled-down version, which he says is better suited for Golden Valley's experimental solar power venture.
The smaller scale project has an initial investigation into the operation and performance of utility size solar project in Alaska in Fairbanks.
The facility cost $1.1 million. Golden Valley paid about $850,000 of that, and a grant covered the remainder. Minima estimates the facility will pay for itself in about 25 years, which is the useful life of its nearly 1,800 solar panels. But he says the utility's biggest payoff will be the knowledge and experience it gains in collecting and using solar energy in the far north. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
An education advocacy group has sued Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration over its refusal to release $20 million the Alaska legislature budgeted for public schools last year. Alaska Public Media reports that the complaint filed yesterday by the Coalition for Education Equity, a nonprofit, argues that Dunleavy has to follow the law and release the money appropriated by lawmakers. School districts expected to get the money several months ago, according to Andy DeGraw, chief operating officer at Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. Dunleavy spokesperson Matt Shuckero said Tuesday that the administration would release the cash if lawmakers fail to take up the governor's proposal to cancel the $20 million appropriation. Meanwhile, the state Senate has passed an operating budget that includes the $20 million in education funding, as well as $800,000 for a program that pays benefits to low-income seniors. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that the Senate Finance Committee co-chair Bert Stedman says the budget is more about big reductions.
I don't know for sure, but I think it's probably the biggest operating budget reductions in the history of the state. I'd have to go back and look at that, but it's significant.
The Senate budget calls for $200 million more in spending than the current year because it includes $3,000 permanent fund dividend checks. The Senate plan also calls for moving more than $12 billion from a permanent fund account that legislators can spend into a constitutionally protected account. The House and Senate must now meet in conference committee to resolve differences between their budget proposals. The legislature must finish its annual session by May 15th, according to a 121-day limit set in the Constitution. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly holds a public hearing tonight on its proposed budget for the upcoming new fiscal year. The Assembly has held work sessions in recent weeks to examine Mayor Bryce Ward's nearly $190 million plan, which comes in slightly under current year spending. The Assembly has tweaked line items up and down, but generally accepted the mayor's overall proposal. The largest allocation in the proposed budget is $50 million to the school district, a contribution which represents just under one-third of the district's total budget for the fiscal year. That starts July 1st. The borough is taking on about $9 million in debt service for school construction that has in the past been covered by the state. Other large budget line items include $28 million for public works, almost $9 million for transportation, and $6 million for libraries. The recommended borough budget also adds $10 million to a facilities maintenance reserve account. The budget proposal would raise the property tax mill rate up to a borough voter-imposed revenue cap. The new rate would uptick 1.6 mills to 14.498. That means the owner of a $100,000 property would owe $1,450 in taxes. Tonight's Assembly meeting starts at 6. Fairbanks registered its first 70-degree temperature of the year yesterday. National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Brader says the warmth also resulted in green up as buds burst across the area.
We judge that pretty much just by looking at Chena Ridge, and when it looks green, we call it green up. And that happened yesterday evening.
This year's green up date is on the early side with the mean date May 9th. Brader says this week's warmth is forecast to abruptly give way to cooler, wetter weather as two fronts converge over the region.
We have an Arctic cold front, which is over the northeast part of the state, that is expected to move west across the interior and also have another weather system in southwest Alaska. That system is moving to the northeast and is going to move up and over the Arctic cold front we have. So those two fronts are combining over the interior late tonight. And, you know, it's kind of rare that you have two strong fronts move from opposing directions into each other. That's not a normal setup.
The unusual scenario is expected to spread rain and snow across the interior, but Brader says only higher elevations are forecast to see significant accumulation.
So we are expecting snow to accumulate on roads above 1,500 feet. This would especially be things like Eagle Summit, Dalton Highway, and Elliott Highway summits. We could see 4 to 5 inches of snow and wind and blowing snow up in those areas from late tonight through tomorrow. Down in valley elevations below 1,500 feet, with the road surfaces having warmed up so much the last several days, we expect most of the snow to melt on the roads.
Winter weather advisories are in effect for a broad swath of the interior from tonight through early Saturday. I'm Dan Bross.